All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone here in 2017, you can still contact D-Line Tax Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, the Los Angeles Dodgers are well on their way to their fifth consecutive National League West title. The Dodgers have a huge lead in the NL West. They are also more than likely going to finish the regular season with the best record in the NL, which will give them home field advantage throughout. And you look at this Dodgers club right now, they're rolling. Plain and simple, you look at the youth in their lineup with the likes of Corey Seager and Cody Bellinger leading the way. And then you look at their pitching, and Clayton Kershaw was in line to once again win the NL Cy Young Award until he got put on the shelf recently with an injury. He still possibly can win the award. And Kershaw will be back in time for the postseason from his back injury. But you look at this Dodgers team and you look at this Dodgers rotation, they need some more depth behind Kershaw. Yes, Alex Wood is having a solid season, but the bottom line is he does not put fear into opposing lineups in the postseason. And we saw that last year from the Dodgers as they basically ran Kershaw into the ground. And by the time that the NLCS came around, he was simply out of gas versus the Chicago Cubs. Now, of course, a few years ago, the Dodgers did have the luxury of having both Kershaw and Zach Greinke in their rotation. And then, of course, Greinke opted out of his deal and joined the Arizona Diamondbacks. But it's a situation, you look at it right now, the Dodgers have the prospects. They have one of the deepest farm systems in baseball. They also have the financial resources as well. And their team president of baseball operations, Andrew Friedman, simply needs to try to go out there and make it happen to acquire either starting pitcher Yu Darvish from the Texas Rangers, Sonny Gray from the Oakland Athletics, relief pitcher Kevin Gausman from the Baltimore Orioles, starting pitcher Kevin Gausman from the Baltimore Orioles, and starting pitcher Justin Verlander from the Detroit Tigers. One of these guys needs to be wearing Dodger blue at the end of today. And of course, MLB's trade deadline comes up this afternoon. And it's a situation, you look at Darvish, he's a solid right-hander who the Dodgers can put behind Kershaw. You look at Sonny Gray, he's a youngster. And of course, Billy Beane, who is running the show in Oakland, is definitely going to look for prospects. You have a guy like Gausman for Baltimore, and then of course the veteran in Verlander for the Tigers. The bottom line is the Dodgers need to make it happen, because you're running away with the NL West. You're well on the way to winning more than 100 games this season. And it would be a shame if you were the Dodgers to have it all for naught and you simply can't get it done once again in the postseason. Five straight NL West titles, no trips to the World Series. The Dodgers have not been to the World Series since the last time in which they won it, which is going all the way back to 1988. So things are coming together this season for the Dodgers, and you simply cannot just say, you know what, we have young talent and just go forward. I mean, granted, the Dodgers always are going to have a deep farm system, but the bottom line is you don't get too many opportunities like this to win the Fall Classic. So for Friedman and the rest of the Dodgers organization, they need to go out there and make it happen today and find themselves a starting pitcher to put behind Kershaw to really enhance the Dodgers' chances come October. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, My name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.